Hello internet and welcome to another brand new episode of Please Don't with me Sarthak Sharma. You know, there are not a lot of things that I agree on with most people because I usually have a different take on things, but when someone says that 2020 absolutely sucks, well, you cannot really argue with that, can you? The bad news just keeps coming, doesn't it? On 15 June, in a clash between Indian and Chinese troops in Galwan Valley, 20 of our brave soldiers lost their lives. India and China have been in a standoff since May. This particular clash was the worst one in 45 years. Lives were lost at both ends, but the Chinese government has not yet released any numbers. And being a government that likes to control information, does not seem like that they will. The dispute on the line of actual control is not new. Both sides claim that a certain part of the land along the LAC is part of their respective countries. Now, I'm not an expert. I am just a normal average Indian citizen who was equally upset and angry when I heard the news. But at the same time, I felt that there should be an appropriate response, which I'm sure that the government will most definitely have through its diplomatic or military channels, whichever they feel is appropriate. That is what they're there for, to govern. I don't want to talk about how they're going to do it, what they should do, or how they should do it. As I said, I'm neither qualified nor am I smart enough to comment on it. I think most of the general public is not, and most people who comment on it either do not have the accurate information, in some cases downright wrong information that they probably have received on WhatsApp, or just half-baked information. But that does not stop them from just saying absolutely anything and spreading hatred. Now, after all this, the idea resonating with a lot of people is that we should boycott Chinese goods and thus teach China a lesson. I'm sure at this point you might have received this message on WhatsApp and by now you have stopped using all Chinese products, right? There was a survey conducted by a firm called Local Circles that received 32,000 responses over the internet. More than 8,000 responses were received for the question, would you boycott buying Chinese products for the next year? A whopping 87% of them said that they would. When asked if they are willing to boycott buying or using products and services from companies like Xiaomi, Oppo, Vivo, OnePlus, Club Factory, AliExpress, TikTok, WeChat, etc. effective immediately, 58% of them said that they won't buy from them. 39% have said that they won't buy it from now on, but they have to use what they've already bought. I think they should have added PUBG into the list and they should have asked people if they'll stop playing PUBG. I think the responses would have been a little bit different in that case. And yes, PUBG Mobile is by a Chinese developer. Now, all these motions are justifiable in a way. I'm not trying to make fun of it, okay? People are angry, which they should be. But we also should realize the fact that these numbers do not tell the entire story. According to the recent market reports, Chinese brands account for more than 75% of the Indian smartphone market. Samsung is the only non-Chinese company that is still in the top 5 smartphone brands in India. So the odds of them using a Chinese branded phone to reply to that very survey are pretty damn high. Just recently, the Redmi Note 9 Pro Max, that is just terrible naming. Anyway, they had a flash sale and the entire stock was sold under 90 seconds. Yes, that's 1.5 minutes. That is more time than what those people would have taken to complete that survey. But it is sold out for good reason. It is a great product at its price range, if not the best. And that is the thing, people are not buying it because they like Chinese phones or they do not support the country. They're buying it because these brands are offering some genuinely good hardware at prices that are very, very reasonable. Before these brands entered the market, the so-called tier 1 brands would offer mediocre products that were neither well-built nor value for money. Now then, am I saying that you should not buy Indian alternatives? Not at all. I would love to do it myself. But if we just talk about the mobile phone industry here, where are the alternatives? See, the Micromaxes of the world were just importing these very Chinese phones, rebranding them at the time and selling them under their own name. The others disappeared because India is a very price sensitive market, and if you do not have a competitive product, a good product for the people, it does not matter which country you originated from, you will lose business. a lot of what I said here applies to other electronic products as well, because they have one of the largest share of what we import from China. At the end of it all, a blanket ban on these products will likely hurt the poor and the middle class the most, as they would have to likely shell out more money for what they need. On top of it, we might also cause more problems for fellow Indian retailers who have already paid for the existing stocks. This would again likely hurt the poorer retailers more due to their inability to cope with these losses. Also, there is an argument to be made here. The fact that a lot of these companies have their factories right here in India, and a lot of this product come with the Made in India tag, which although might be a little bit misleading because not all of it is technically made in India, but they do assemble a lot of it in India. And a lot of it is localized, so it is being done by the Indian labor. So these people are Indian who are employed by these companies. So the investment the brand puts in does help us in some way, shape or form to generate employment. Speaking of investments, let us delve a little bit deeper on that front. Let us talk about unicorns from India. For the benefit of anyone who does not know what a unicorn is, essentially any startup or a privately held company that gets a valuation of $1 billion is termed as a unicorn. Now, India is home to 31 or 29 unicorns depending on where you look. Out of these, 18 have Chinese investors backing them. 18, okay. Just to name a few, and I'm pretty sure that you've heard of most of them. First and foremost, this one service I think that saved a lot of us during the lockdown, BigBasket. Other names include names like Baiju's, Dream 11, Flipkart, Make My Trip, Ola, Oyo, Paytm Mall and Paytm. As I said, the total number is 18 and I did not want to mention all of them here. You can look them up if you want. The point I'm trying to make here is a lot of them probably have the unicorn status due to these backers. Now, can we do without their money? Could our startups still thrive? Well, maybe they could, but the government just introduced some changes in the way Chinese investors can invest in an Indian company. Now they have to go through the government first and they have to disclose what they are investing, as far as my knowledge on the subject goes. And if you talk about the ground level reality, a lot of new startup owners have anonymously given out reports that this is causing problems because no investor is willing to touch them. And as of right now, especially when the economy is down, nobody is willing to invest. The thing is, they do not just bring in money. They also bring in a lot of experience with them. A lot of these backers have had several successful ventures before, and they bring in a ton of domain specific and industry knowledge with them, which in turn help these Indian startups to grow further. Case in point, when Alibaba Group invests in Paytm Mall, they come from a background where they have created AliExpress, which is an e-commerce platform, and it essentially is famous worldwide as of right now. So they do bring a lot of knowledge with them. Now, if you were to do a blanket ban on China, well, a lot of them will lose out on the further growth and new ventures might not even succeed, especially in these hard times when we need the cash flow and when we need these ventures to do well. It is in turn our profit, because these companies can go on to become worldwide players. And these are just investors who want these companies to succeed as much as we do, because, well, their money is involved too. If anything, what needs to be regulated, I guess, is hostile takeovers. But I don't think any Indian unicorn is willingly going to give their share or controlling share to any of these investors. They have put in too much effort and time to do that as of right now. Anyway, a lot of the industry leaders have argued the same thing. They've said that, for example, a company that imports raw materials and goods worth, say, 1,000 crores from China, makes a finished product right here in India using Indian resources and then does way more in exports, right? If they had an option to do it right here, think about it. If they had an option to do it right here, don't you think that they would have done it? Just give it a thought. These are businessmen. They care about money way more than anything else. And with all the knowledge at their disposal. They choose to import from China, which, by the way, if you think about it, is logistically further away from any other Indian city, plus the customs you pay, and yet they do it. Why? Well, if you look at it logically, the answer is right there. It's more economical and the finished product is more competitive in terms of quality and cost. I'm not saying this. Most industry leaders will tell you that. That's why they do it. Any business in the world is looking at its bottom line. What is the solution here? As we talked about earlier, a blanket ban is not. Neither is it feasible if you have been hearing any of the facts that I have told you up until now. And you know, to be fair, none of our government officials have said that because they know it too. In fact, not so long ago, a finance minister herself said that it is also against the rules of the World Trade Organization to do it. We import as much as 75% of raw materials for essential goods. That is essential goods that includes medical equipment, ventilators, stuff like that, from China. And this is coming directly from Federation of Indian Exports Organization. So they know what they're talking about. You know, none of the government officials have ever said that they are going to have a blanket ban on China. It's just a very loud sentiment from a certain section of the society. I mean, we should by all means decrease our dependence on China. We should do that. Maybe we can have a smaller trade deficit, but I do not think that any country in the world is 100% self-reliant. I think that is where a lot of people misinterpret messages. Sure, we should be doing more things in terms of manufacturing in India and maybe create more right here in India, but that does not mean that we need someone else to go around. I think we can stand on our own, and our services and products, if invested smartly in, can compete with the best in the world. So please don't judge or bully anyone who's using something that was made in China suddenly. It is hypocritical of you to do that. All of us are doing it in some way, shape or form, be it your iPhones that were proudly designed in California but made in China, to your TV sets. What is happening at our border is truly disturbing, and I hope things go back to normal as soon as possible. And let us all hope that saner minds prevail and we do not have a war-like situation, as that is the last thing that we need in this post-COVID world. Let's hope and pray that are for our armed forces, and just my thoughts go out to their families, because they truly, truly are the real heroes. And if you really want to help, spread love. If you want to help the martyrs and if you want to help the armed forces, consider donating to the Army Welfare Fund. It helped the loved ones of our martyrs. And yeah, on that note, I'd just like to say, spread love. Don't hate on people just because they're buying a phone. It's not their fault. It's not illegal to buy these phones yet, and they're not doing it because they're not patriotic enough. They're just doing it because that's the one thing that they can afford, and I think we can all relate to that. And that is it for this episode, and I hope you really enjoyed it. If you did, please follow us on Instagram. The Instagram handle link is in the description of the podcast as well as in the episode description. Wherever you're listening to this, if you see an option to follow or subscribe this podcast, please do so. Also, if you see an option to rate the podcast or leave some kind of feedback, please do feel free to do so. It'll really help the podcast grow, and it'll also allow me to get better at this. So yeah, that's it. Until next time, spread love, live and let live, and please don't spread hate. That would be really nice. Yeah, that's it. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.